This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. The veteran president of Iraqi Kurdistan, Masoud Barzani, has said he will continue to fight for an independent state for his people despite having quit his office. He complained that nobody stood up for the Kurds after they voted for independence last month. Quentin Somerville reports.
Last month, the 71-year-old leader gambled big on a referendum, voting to separate from Iraq. The Kurdish people backed it enthusiastically, but Baghdad said it was unconstitutional. Neighbouring countries called it a mistake, and the international community rejected it from the start. A united force of Kurds and Arabs have been vital allies in the battle against Islamic State, but after the vote, they turned their weapons on each other, fighting over disputed territories such as the rich oil fields around the city of Kirkuk. Iraqi government forces quickly gained the upper hand, and the Kurdish Peshmerga fled. President Masoud Barzani had hoped to leave office as father of an independent nation of Kurdistan, but instead the Kurdish region and his legacy are diminished.
The British Prime Minister Theresa May has written to the Speaker of the House of Commons, John Bercow, proposing a new grievance procedure for parliamentary staff who complain about sexual harassment. As more claims of impropriety by MPs emerge, Mrs. May says the reputation of Parliament is being damaged by such allegations. Saudi Arabia is to allow women to attend sports events in stadiums for the first time. The latest announcement is another move towards giving Saudi women more freedom following the lifting of the driving ban last month. Here's our Arab Affairs editor, Sebastian Usher.
A brief tweet by the Saudi press agency has announced that families will be allowed to attend stadiums in the country's three main cities, Riyadh, Jeddah and Dammam, from early next year. That means that Saudi women for the first time will be able to go to football matches in the country's lavish stadiums. It's another chink in the wall of restrictions around Saudi women, bringing them further into the centre of the country's public life. And it's also part of a major drive by the young Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to re-energise the country's economy by providing more opportunities and entertainment for all Saudis at home.